Welcome to Nutcast 2009. I'm Music Matt, and we have a lot on today's show. I have the usual arrangement of Nutcast stuff. Music from the Podsafe Music Network. Some new features. Including the JMJB Empire. The Adventures of My Cat Cindy. Turning back to the fake adverts. As well as all the usual stuff that you get with a Nutcast show. So come on down. Welcome back to a brand new show. Brand new year's 2009. Visit the website at freewebs.com/Nutcast Show. I'll add more only on your favorite podcast. Yes, that's right, Nutcast. And I'm Music Matt. I'll be taking you through this whole show. Nutcast. You don't have to be mad to listen. But it helps.
Hello, and welcome to this fun-filled edition of your Nutcast show. As the jingle said, I am Music Matt, and this is Nutcast, and we do have a lot on today's show. Hello. Okay, I know we're only down to one or two shows in a year now, but, you know, we're still getting them out there, slowly and surely. Remember, visit the website at nutcastshow.webs.com and email us at nutcast@mail.com, that's mail.com. Okay, we'll kick off today's show in my usual fashion, also a song from the Podsafe Music. In fact, this one is actually Airbomb, I'm So Sick and Tired. This is going right back now, playing some original material. Then I'm going to have some fake adverts and some stuff I made for college and other little fun bits and bobs I have on the show. You're listening to Nutcast.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Jim Harold!
I love eating chocolate knobs.
They keep on telling me to work until I'm dead. I've got a boss man and he's stamping on my head. I'm so sick and tired, I wish I was in bed. It's Monday morning and I'm back in work again. They keep on telling me to work. Don't tell me if you care. Something must turn
starting in England, then taking over the sound waves of the world. This is Nutcast.
That's right, you are on Nutcast. Remember, you don't have to be mad to listen, but it always helps. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed a little bit of our music there. Some Air Bomb. Oh yeah, a little bit of Air Bomb. Always goes down well. Okay, coming up very soon is a fake advert. But first, it's a little something I made for college. It's actually for my local area. I thought I'd share it with you because I enjoyed making it. You know, plugging people with microphones in the street. It's always a fun job. But yeah, I hope you enjoy this one. And remember, give me some feedback on nutcast@mail.com. Always like to know your feedback. You're Nutcast, I'm Music Man.
Chocolate.
This is a podcast made by Havering Residents Association, covering the ongoing debate of the Crenham bus stop outside Tesco's in Front Lane. This report explains how the problems came about and shares your views on how they can be rectified. It also explains plans proposed by the council to sort out the problem of motorists parking in the bus stop bay. How, when the issue became the problem. The issue arose when Tesco came to the Crenham village. Some motorists started to use the bus stop bay as a parking bay, despite there being a free car park yards from the shop, this making it difficult for the bus drivers to pick up passengers safely, and caused more problems for those in wheelchairs and parents with babies in prams. Nothing was done about the illegal parking for some time. Many residents have written into the bulletin, with the majority of people feeling there's an injustice being served on the bus users. Some residents feel that the situation has become worse due to the introduction of the pay and display meter into the once free car park. Do you use the bus stop outside Tesco's, and how often do you use it?
Once a week.
The plan is to build out the bus bay and extend the double yellow lines. What are your thoughts on this plan?
From what I've seen this morning, not very good.
What do you think could be done to deter people from parking outside the bus stop?
Yellow lines outside the cafe would be a great help, because the buses are coming out and people are parking there, and also you've got cars coming along going over the bridge. I should think yellow lines either side would be a help.
Have you got any other comments about the bus stop?
Not about the bus stop, but I think that the parking in Moore Lane at the bottom where the shops are should be sorted out as well.
Why is it a problem, and what is being done to prevent it? The bay is designed to allow the bus to pull into the bus stop to pick up passengers safely without blocking the road on top of a pedestrian crossing. To overtake the bus on a crossing is dangerous, as you can't see pedestrians crossing the road. However, it's a bigger problem for the passengers, as they have to walk into the road to avoid illegally parked cars to get to the bus. So what is being done to prevent it? There has been some enforcement officers issuing parking tickets, as well as the CCTV smart car that is renowned over Havering, as many people complain about its presence. Yet only a small percentage of parking tickets have been issued. Some residents have written into the bulletin asking, where is the smart car now, and why isn't it getting these illegally parked cars? Do you use the bus stop outside Tesco's, and how often do you use it?
Not very often.
The plan is to build it out and extend the double yellow lines. What are your thoughts on this plan?
What are the double yellow lines? Stop cars parking there?
Supposedly, yeah.
I think that's a good idea, because we can get up a bus better then, couldn't I? Yeah.
What do you think could be done to deter people even more from stopping parking
fine
there?
Fine them, I suppose. Fine them, I fine them then, yeah.
Okay. Any other comments about the bus stop?
Nah, it's all right, yeah.
Transport for London, bus stop closure and the problems caused. In the summer of 2008, Transport for London gave Havering Council one day's notice and suspended the bus stop, and instructed the bus company, then Blue Triangle, to drive past the stop as it's closed. The nearest stop was 200 to 300 metres away, located at the bottom of King's Gardens.
This drastic decision outraged many residents and caused problems for those unable to walk long distances. The bus stop was reopened. However, if there were any cars parked in the bus stop bay, the buses would drive straight past the stop, this being an annoyance to waiting passengers. Soon after this, Havering Council and Transport for London were in talks about the future of the bus stop. A temporary measure was taken to allow people to get on at the bus rest.
When the bus stop was closed, did it have any effect on customers?
It was closed. Everyone was moaning.
What do you think could be done to deter people from parking in the bay?
Camera.
The plan, as is going ahead, is to build it out and extend the zigzag lines and the double yellows. Do you feel this could affect business?
I don't know.
Probably not. Not our business.
Okay.
Not ours anyway.
Okay.
Proposals to move the bus stop and the problems that would be caused. Transport for London and the Residents Association were under negotiations to sort the problem. The solutions were to move the bus stop up the road outside the Plough Public House or to move the bus stop into the bus rest. There were a number of problems on moving the bus stop. To move the bus stop outside the Plough Public House would cause problems with pedestrians as the pavement becomes narrow. This can also cause problems with wheelchair users and parents with pushchairs. Also, this is awkward for motorists as they have to overtake the bus when it has stopped to pick up waiting passengers. However, if the bus stop was moved into the resting points, this would cause problems such as the path would need to be built out for passengers to board the bus. Also, the bus would have to take a wider turn into the main road. The other plan was to build out the bus stop bay and extend the zigzag lines.
Okay, question one is, when the bus stop was closed, did it have an effect on your customers?
No.
What do you think could be done to deter people from parking in the bus stop bay?
Is it double yellow lines?
No, it's supposed to be when the zigzag's extended.
Yeah, you shouldn't be parking on there anyway, should they? Police it more strongly, but I mean, that's not practical, is it?
The agreed solution by the area committee was to build out the bus stop bay and move the stop back while extending the road markings. Also part of this plan was to improve the refuge point for pedestrians in Moore Lane. A proposal for a CCTV camera to be installed was deemed too expensive by Havering Council and Transport for London. The overall price for this bus stop scheme was £30,000. This was funded by Transport for London. However, the scheme would not stop parking, but it would reduce the problem.
Do you use the bus stop and how often do you use it?
Probably only about once a week, twice a week maybe.
The plan is to build it out and extend the double yellow lines. What are your thoughts on that plan?
Doesn't really make a lot of difference. It's been so difficult for so long. Actually, I suppose now it's got to be better for the buses because it's the same situation as down the road, isn't it? So it's got to be better, but whether it'll affect Tesco's, I don't know.
What else do you think could be done to help deter people from parking?
We would like to see a traffic warden in Cranham because we have people parking across our drive and they're totally oblivious of the fact of what they're doing, apart from sometimes being very rude about it. So we'd like to see a traffic warden in Cranham.
Havering Residents Association, the voice for the community. Visit the Residents Association website at www.haveringra.org.uk.
There you go, a nice little bit of college project there that I made. In fact, that was this year, and that was January, I think. There you go. Start of the year, because it's a 2009 Nutcast special. There you go. So, moving on now, it's time for some fake adverts, which I know many people love.
Hi, this is Cher.
Hi, this is Celine Dion.
Hi, everyone, I'm Kylie.
Hi, we're Liberty X.
This is Ricky Martin.
Hey, this is Mary J. Blige.
Hi, this is Charmaine Spatola from Texas.
I'm Mariah Carey.
And as you can imagine, none of these are appearing on Nutcast.
Frank was glad when he got his medium-sized inflating office installed so he could work in peace and not be disturbed by Nigel.
Oh, yes. Well, Frank's got one of those new inflating offices. Oh, what lunch on Tuesday will be good? Oh, very good.
For more information about the Inflating Office range, visit the website at www.inflatingoffice.co.uk. You can pick your Inflating Office up at Argos, Woolworths and B&Q. Inflate an office. Inflate today and work away.
Don't miss the massive saving this year at Sofa City. You'll find unbelievable offers in store for one day only, 10% off this Saturday.
Check out our website at www.nutcast.podomatic.com.
Alright, I hope you enjoyed that there. That was some of my really cool college work, I suppose, in a way. Do you think it was cool when you liked sort of college work and fake adverts? Don't hesitate to contact us, nutcast@mail.com. So, drop us a message, reply to you. Remember, I will actually put your own made-up adverts or some college work on Nutcast. How cool would that be? As well as your own bands and stuff, you know. Very open here. We will put anything on. Obviously, it's not too rude. Anyway, moving on. Here's another song for you. Then we're going to have some JMJB Empire, some UK Top 10, and much more random things you'd only expect to hear on a Nutcast show. Oh yeah.
Hey, Jim Harold.
I love with the chocolate knobs.
Not wrong.
Music for all ages.
Long shots. You and others around you.
Shut down, give me-
listening to Nutcast.
I didn't say anything.
Do you know what today is? The JMJB Empire. And today's subject is about something that has played a massive part in the Earth's history. The moon. Okay, so what is there to say about the moon, eh? A lot. A very, very lot indeed. You see, the moon is the Earth's only natural satellite and is the fifth largest natural satellite in the solar system. The average centre-to-centre distance from the Earth to the Moon is 384,403 kilometres, about 30 times the diameter of the Earth. Wow, that is big. This means that the Moon's volume is about 2% that of the Earth, and the pull of gravity is at surface about 17% that of the Earth. The Moon makes a complete orbit around the Earth every 27.3 days, and the periodic variations in the geometry of the Earth, Moon, Sun are responsible for the lunar phases that repeat every 29.5 days.
The JMJB Empire, the 10-minute segment presented by yours truly.
The Moon is the only celestial body to which humans have travelled and upon which humans have landed. And who can forget when Neil Armstrong made it onto the moon? Incredible moment. Truly amazing, steeped in history, the day Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. Anyone who was alive at the time will never, ever forget that, I'm sure. But the question is, does the moon have more than one colour? I believe it does. The following are colours which it's likely to have been: white, silver, yellow, and blue. So, Matthew, what do you make of the moon?
It's big, innit?
Yes.
It's big, it's round.
I even heard from some people it's red. Is that really true?
It could be. Who knows?
Exactly, who knows? But, the moon is quite fascinating. I've always enjoyed learning about the moon and all the stars that revolve around it. Mm-hmm. And now, on to tonight's song.
Them on the moon, a giant step for mankind, coming through our room, wearing Mickey Mouse pajamas. We shared the midnight feast. Look, the space machine has landed. We shouted and we screamed, we wanna see you.
Yes, that song was Rocket to the Moon by Jimmy Golden. And now we just want to wrap up things by plugging the MySpace blog, www.myspace.com/JMJBEmpire. Thank you for listening and good night.
Visit the JMJB Empire website at www.myspace.com/JMJBEmpire.
You have been listening to the 10-minute segment, the JMJB Empire. Now back to the Wednesday Notcast with Matt Watson.
Bedrock Hospital Radio.
Not quite the Wednesday Notcast, but there you go. That's the JM.
I didn't say anything.
JB Empire. Hope you've enjoyed that one. Let's take it up a notch now. We're going to go for something a bit more daring. It's time for a little other segment now. The Chav Boy segment. Oh yeah, I said it. Chav Boy.
This is not Cast Radio.
Getting ready now.
Coming live to you from Rover, Queen's Hospital, is Chav Boy UK.
Aye.
Hello, Matthew. Can you give us your reception? Thank you, boy. Hello. So, Matthew. Hello, Matthew. Can you give us your reception? Hello, Matthew. Hello, Matthew. Can you give us your reception?
Chop, 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 chop. Yo, yo, blah, blah, blah.
Hi there, mate.
Yo, 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 phone me on the phone.
Friend,
you,
have you
heard
my friend? Hi there, mate.
Danny. Hello. Hello, Matthew. It's Andy. Well, I'm down the bed.
Yo, 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 in the studio.
Hi, this is a message from Matt. This is Katie from Bedrock.
Hi there, Matt. It's Danny. Danny French.
Hi, Matt. It's Danny Mark.
That is Doug for the radio.
Hi Matt, it's Donna York.
Hi Matt, it's Graham Wallace at the best.
Hello Matt. Hello Matt.
Hi there Matt, it's Danny. Danny.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Matt.
Hi, this is a message from Matt.
Hello, Matt. It's Doug from the radio.
Hi, Matt. It's only Mark.
Hi, Matt. It's Graham Wallace.
Hi, Matt. It's Tommy York.
Hello, Matthew.
Listen now to me. Give me a phone call. You can end up on the next Chav Boy phone mix. Only on Notcast. Notcast.webs.com. Blup, 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 blup. Blup, 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 blup. Blup, 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 blup. Blup, blup, blup. Blup, 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 blup. Nutcast.mail.com. Oh yeah, you're a Nutcast. Here we go. Let's get on some sort of normal songs now, as you would expect.
I suppose.
Life, they're paying my dues. Would you believe it?
Nutcast.
Yes, that's right, you are listening to the Nutcast. What else would you be listening to? Cheesecast, I suppose, but you know, Nutcast, we're a bit more chilled. Yes, you are listening to Nutcast. Hope you enjoyed the 30 minutes. Well, it has been 30 minutes to the show, but I hope you've enjoyed the little chav mix there. I'm thinking 30 minutes. I'm thinking, how long is this show going on for? It's 36.15 now. How good was that, yeah? So, got a few more things coming up. I've got some Eccentric, I've got some UK Top 10s, and a couple of more songs, just to pad it out. So you are on Nutcast, hello, if you just tuned in. If you've just skipped halfway through the podcast and you can just come at this section, rewind. Just rewind. I'm not going to tell you what. Nutcast. Yeah. Coming up now. You're going to get some Eccentric. Oh yeah. However, before I do that, we do have to change the theme. Yes, that's right. Because that is actually the wrong theme. But enjoy it for the last 20 odd seconds. Okay, now it's time for one of my favourite parts of the best singer Wednesday, or the Wednesday Nutcast at Bedrock.
and it's this.
That's right, and it's even got
its own theme music.
Try this. Okay, on this week's Eccentric, we're going to have some brilliant random things for you to ponder. Starting off with this first thing to ponder. Okay, if 7-Eleven is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, why are there locks on the door? Here's your next thing to think about. If nothing ever sticks to Teflon, how do they get Teflon to stick to the pan? Here's another one. Why do croutons come in airlight packages if it's just stale bread? Before they invented drawing boards, what did they used to go back to? Syllables in the word monosyllabic. And finally, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Think about it. There you go, there's a sample of Eccentric, a thing you'd expect to hear, and the best thing about Wednesday. I'm going to put on another song, and then we're going to have some UK top tens. How exciting! Let's get this music on the road.
Nutcast.
Music for all ages.
Hi, this is Cher.
Hi, this is Celine Dion.
Hi, everyone, I'm Kylie.
Hi, we're Liberty X.
This is Ricky Martin.
Hey, this is Mary J. Blige.
Hi, this is Charmin's Potato from Texas.
I'm Mariah Carey.
And as you can imagine, none of these are appearing on Nutcast. This is Charlie Crowe's 007 Bean. It's a live cover.
You're listening to Nutcast.
Bye.
The Prodigy are a local group starting in Brentwood, Essex. They formed in 1990. Number 9 is N-Dubs with Strong Again from the Uncle B album. N-Dubs are a MOBA award-winning hip-hop group from London based around Camden Town. Number 8 were with MGMT with Time to Pretend, taken from their album Auricular Spectacular. MGMT were previously known as The Management. They are an American musical duo based in Brooklyn, New York. And number 7 we have Kings of Leon with Reveille from their album Only by Night. Kings of Leon are a Grammy Award winning, NME Award winning and Brit Award winning American band from Nashville, Tennessee in the United States of America. Number 6, Friendly Fires with Skeleton Boy from a self-titled album. Friendly Fires are an English band from St Albans, Hertfordshire. Their self-titled debut album was released on 1st of September 2008. Calling number 5, we have Cracker Bottle with Eminem, Dr. Dre and 50 Cent. On February 12, 2009, Cracker Bottle broke the first week digital sales record with over a staggering 400,000 downloads, topping the previous record held by Live Your Life by T.I. featuring Rihanna. Number 4, we see Alicia Dixon with A Breathe Slow, taken from her album The Alicia Show. Alicia is a British singer, songwriter, model and television personality. Breathe Slow gave her a second solo top 10 hit, charting at number 3. Kelly Clarkson is at number 3 with My Life Would Suck Without You. Kelly's song My Life Would Suck Without You jumped from number 97 to number 1 on the Hot 100. In second place, we find Lily Allen with The Fear. Her second album entitled It's Not Me, It's You was released in the UK on 9th February 2009 in the UK album, while the first single from the album, The Fear, was number 1 in its first 4 weeks on the charts. And in first place is Akon with Beautiful from the album Freedom. Released on December 2nd, 2008, and as a digital download on December the 1st, the third album from Akon, and interestingly, in its first album of Akon's not to carry the parental advisory sticker, although there is some profanity in the album. That has been the top 10 rundown of the most popular music finding its way around the UK. Thank you for listening. I have been Mark Stevens.
Hey,
number
Jim Harrell!
Friendly Fires with Skeleton Boy from
their
self-titled album.
Friendly Fires, I...
Hey,
Jim Harrell!
I love eating chocolate flops.
Okay, you're listening to Nutcast 2009. I am doing that. Here's a quick song before the last feature of the whole show. You're a Nutcast.
You're listening to Nutcast with your very own Music Matt.
It's Ghost Circus. And they're losing time.
only on Nutcast. Of course, where else would you expect to hear such fantastic music as mine?
Hi, this is Celine Dion.
Hi, everyone, I'm Kylie.
Hi, we're Liberty X.
This is Ricky Martin.
Hey, this is Mary J. Blige.
Hi, this is Charmaine Spoteau from Texas.
I'm Mariah Carey.
And as you can imagine, none of these are appearing on Nutcast.
Okay, now it's time for the last feature of the show, as I like to call it. It is, well, I'll let the jingle, because the jingle explains itself, I'll be honest. That's the only thing, the jingle explains itself. How good is that?
You're listening to Nutcast.
The Adventures of Matt, Cat, Cindy.
Very nice. Okay, this is The Adventures of My Little Cat, Cindy. Now, she's... Well, there's many ways to describe her. One is annoying, I suppose. The other one's adventurous. But my little cat, she's got a new habit now. She likes to come up behind me, sit behind me, do absolutely nothing, and then she'll pull on my hair for attention. How annoying is that? Also, another thing, she caught her mouse the other month. And quite nice, she got fed, I suppose. And then a couple of weeks later, I was sitting in the garden and there was this little tiny mouse. It had already been started on, little field mouse, just sitting there doing nothing, minding its own business. And the cat was indoors and I threw her out in the garden to see if she'll see it. She completely ignored it and it was alive as well. She didn't even see it, she walked straight past it. How dopey is my cat? Apart from, she's actually stopped catching birds, which is one positive to what she's been doing. Apart from she's been really lazy, it's been really, really warm. I suppose that's what I've got to tell you today about my little cat.
The Adventures of Matt, Cat, Cindy.
And that is my Adventures of Max Cat Cindy. That is the last feature, I believe, of today's show. So I'm going to play a couple of more lovely little tracks. What have I got lined up? I've got a jingle lined up. I thought it was a good idea, because jingles are good. But I think I might need a song to go with it. I think that'd do. Might have to cut this one short. It is Monkey Roots, Nine Lives. It's a good song. It's appeared somewhere in the past on Nutcast. Hey, that rhymes. Remember, email us, nutcast@mail.com. Visit the website at nutcastshow.webs.com. Sorry, going a bit mad here. But yeah, enjoy yourself. And please do email us whenever you get a chance.
This is Nutcast Radio.
Nutcast.
Music for all ages.
She sang a melody so sweet that I just smiled. And every word she said ran to and flow like wine. Now this cat's purring, I have never felt so wild. I'm letting on my feet this time.
you've been listening to Nutcast Show 2009. That should be another one coming out again in the winter, the Christmas edition, of course, unless we do a Halloween one. Anyway, that's music. Thank you for listening to today's very fun-filled edition of your Nutcast Show. It's been roughly an hour now. So, what have we had? We've had fake adverts, a JMJB Empire, some UK hot music, and some more brilliant stuff. Remember to visit the website and everything else that goes with it. So, keep tuned. Here is a fantastic idea. Download Nutcast at www.nutcast.podomatic.com. If you like the sound of this podcast and wish to find out more, for more information go to freewebs.com/Nutcast Show. Listen up for us as we return near the winter. Nutcast, you don't have to be mad to listen. You know, but it helps.